Good afternoon, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Congressman Ken Buck's early resignation means voters in his district will have to pick someone to serve the rest of his term, which runs through the end of the year. A vacancy election is set for June 25th. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains the special election will not be a wide open field.
Each party will have a vacancy committee that will decide who its nominee is for the special election. So you'll only have one person running from each party, and they have to be from the district.
The vacancy election is the same day as Colorado's primary. More than a dozen candidates from both parties are running to fill the seat for the next term, which starts in 2025. A major winter storm is expected to arrive in Colorado this afternoon. The National Weather Service said the I-25 corridor between Colorado Springs and Fort Collins has a chance to see 8 to 16 inches of snow between this evening and Friday morning. Meanwhile, the United States just wrapped the warmest winter recorded in more than a century. The average temperature across the lower 48 from December through February was 5.4 degrees above normal. Researchers say that's the warmest winter in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's 130-year climate record. Access to telehealth services in two southern Colorado communities is getting a boost from their library district. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
People in Colorado City and Rye can now check out telehealth kits from their local branch of the Pueblo City County Library District. The kits include a laptop, thermometer, and other items, and include a hotspot for patrons who don't have internet access. They're funded through a $125,000 state grant to help rural residents obtain basic health care online. Currently, the kits are available at the Greenhorn Valley Branch Library in Colorado City. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 2:06. Please enjoy some fresh air next on KRCC and CPR News.